There is a machlokus rishonim regarding the aspects of kedushas beis haknesses. We are sitting in a beis haknesses, and the primary gemara of the mikdash ma'at is this gemara over here in Megillah. So we have a comment of the Ran. The Ran here in Megillah on the Dape Arif cites the Ramban, who says that a beis haknesses is tashmishei mitzvah, that the kedusha of a shul is because it's used for a mitzvah, like a sukkah or a lulav, which can be disposed of after the mitzvah has been completed. And the kedusha only exists once the mitzvah is being used. According to the Ramban, according to the Ran, when you're done with the shul and you no longer use anymore, the kedusha leaves because it's no longer in use. And the Ramban says the same thing in Shabbos Chaf Beis, that tashmishei mitzvah can be thrown after the mitzvah is over, but the time of the mitzvah itself has kedusha, most famously a pair of tzitzis. Tzitzis are tashmishei mitzvah. When you're done with the tzitzis, they're not needed anymore. They have no more kedusha. You can discard them in a bekavadika manner. You wrap them up, put them in the garbage. But that depends on the use of the mitzvah. The Ran argues with the Ramban. And the Ran says that a beis haknesses is meant for dvarim shebekedusha. We learn Torah here. We read from the Torah here. And the Gemara here in Megillah of Tesam and Aleph cites the pasuk in Yechezkel that says, V'hai lehem lemikdash ma'at, that a shul is a small beis hamikdash. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, Eilu batei knesios ubatei midrashos shebebavel. And this is the halacha. We often refer to a shul as a mikdash ma'at because of this pasuk and because of our Gemara over here in Megillah. He and other Rishonim view the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a da'oraisa. It has a din in mora mikdash min ha'torah. Just like you have to have yira and kavod for the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have yira and kavod for a shul as well. It is Kedusha that is a one of tashmishe Kedusha, not just tashmishe mitzvah, a higher level of Kedusha. So Rav Shechter has a piece in Eretz HaTzvi in Siman Yud Beis, which he has a long piece about Mikdash Ma'at and Halacha. So we're going to summarize that piece in the Eretz HaTzvi. A lot of ideas from Rabbi Soloveitchik, but very beautiful ideas related to the Kedusha and how we treat a shul. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained the idea of Mikdash Ma'at as follows. The purpose of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is to have a special place to connect with Hashem, to commune with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The goal can be fulfilled in the Beis HaMikdash or a Beis HaKnesses. Either place you can go and have a connection with Hashem. The difference between the shul and a Beis Medrash and the Beis HaMikdash is as follows. The Beis HaMikdash is the house of Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash is the bias of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we go there to be close with Hashem and to commune with Him. But the Beis HaKnesses is our home. This is our house, and Hashem comes to our house to be with us. And he cites a proof from the Gemara at the end of Brachos Samach Gimel. It says that the Beis HaKnesses is like one's house. Beiso, it's your home, the shul. And just as one objects to a person using his house as a shortcut, but doesn't mind spitting in his house or wearing shoes in the house, so too in the case of the Beis HaKnesses, you can't use it as a shortcut. You wouldn't want somebody walking through your living room to get through somebody else's house. But at the same time, you wouldn't mind spitting in your house or walking around in shoes in your house, but you wouldn't do the same thing in the Beis HaMikdash because that's Hashem's house. You wouldn't spit in somebody else's house. You wouldn't wear shoes if they don't want you to wear shoes in their house, and therefore that's the difference. And we see that in the halacha. We're not as strict in the shul because it's our house, but we're more strict in the Beis HaMikdash because it is Hashem's house as well. Our Beis HaKnesses is Mikdash Ma'at, where Hashem comes to visit with us, and therefore doesn't carry all the dinim of Mikdash Yitirah, and therefore the halacha for a Beis HaKnesses is premised on the idea of not something that you wouldn't do in your own home. So when you see a kid who's jumping on the chairs in a shul, and you say, would you do that in your own house? So the answer should correlate. How one respects their own home, they should respect the shul as well. And this is the basis for Simon Kufnun Aleph and Kufnun Beis in Shulchan Aruch. All the halachos of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, how we act in a shul, extend from this point of, we treat it as our home, as a place we would respect. Not necessarily the same as the Beis HaMikdash, but a place that deserves our kavod and yira as well. The Mishnah Brura in Kufnun Aleph says that a wealthy person would not spit in their home, and therefore we shouldn't spit in the shul as well. and therefore that kind of takes away that halacha from the Gemara in Brachos. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch says that one should wipe their shoes from dirt before they come into shul. So based on this, Rabbi Soloveitchik felt that it's improper to wear rubber shoes over your shoes that you wear in the rain, because you wouldn't wear galoshes and you wouldn't wear rain boots around your house. And therefore, you shouldn't wear them into shul as well, because it's not the same kavod you would give to your own home. You wouldn't wear dirty shoes around your house, and you shouldn't wear dirty shoes around shul as well. In addition, the central part of the Mishkan and the Mikdash was housing the Aron with the Luchos as well. And this is why it was called the Mishkan Ha'edus, because the central part of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan is to house the Luchos. The Ramban al Torah Parshas Truma explains that the purpose of the Mishkan was to continue the experience of Har Sinai, to repeat the Sinaitic experience in the Beis HaMikdash itself. And the central aspect of Har Sinai was the giving of the Torah, and therefore the main part of the Beis HaMikdash is to house the Aron and the Torah and the Luchos as well. And says Rabbi Soloveitchik, if the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have the Luchos and the Aron Kodesh, then it doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. That's how far it goes. And even though you'll say the second Beis HaMikdash didn't have the Aron, so that's not entirely true. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira that Yoshio HaMelech took the Aron and he put it underneath the Beis HaMikdash. So it was there. But if it would have been sent away somewhere else, then there would have been no Kedusha in the second Beis HaMikdash. So having a Torah, or having Aron Kodesh there, gives Kedusha to that location. So we see that the second Beis HaMikdash retained its Kedusha. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, because a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at, therefore it requires an Aron with a Sefer Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfila writes in Perakit Aleph, Ubonim bo heichal, shemenichim bo sefer Torah. The purpose of building the shul is to put the Torah in the shul. And therefore, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, if the shul doesn't have a sefer Torah, then it doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. A shul must have a sefer Torah there in Aron Kodesh to retain its Kedusha as a shul itself. And there's a number of comparisons. Rosh Hashanah goes on to bring a number of comparisons where we see that we treat the Beis HaMikdash in a similar way that we treat the shul as well. The Galya Masechta says that when they were dedicating the Beis HaMikdash, they used two korban todas to dedicate the Beis HaMikdash. And so too, when one dedicates a shul, at the drasha that you have at the Chanukah Sabayis, you should speak about the korban toda. Because the Pasuk says, Unushalma Parim Sefaseinu, when you learn or talk about the Korbanos as if you brought them. The Galya Masechta says, when you dedicate a shul, the speech at the dedication of the shul should be about the offering of the Korban Toda, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Shechter adds that just like the Ramban writes in Parshas Naso, there's a mitzvah to make a party for building the Beis HaMikdash. It's also a mitzvah from the Torah to make a party when you dedicate a shul as well, because it is a Mikdash Ma'at. And then Rosh Hashanah goes on to list seven similarities between a shul and a Beis HaKnesses. He says, first of all, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash opened towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, opposite the Aron itself, and therefore, he says, a shul should ideally be built with the doors opposite the Aron Kodesh. At one time, we had something like that, but no more. Okay, in a past life. The second point is the Tshuvas Chacham Sofer says that the Mizbeach was at the center of the Beis HaMikdash, so too our Shulchan is at the center of our Shul. Three, a Shul has to have an Ezras Nashim, like the Beis HaMikdash did. If there's no Ezras Nashim, then it's lacking in its name as a Mikdash Ma'at. Four, there was only one Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore a sanctuary of a Shul should only have one Aron Kodesh, not more than two. I've never seen a place where they did have two, but nevertheless, it should only have one Aron Kodesh. Another point is the Aron Kodesh in a shul should sit inside the walls of the Beis HaKnesses. It should not be flush against the wall with the container of the Torahs being outside of the shul. There are some shuls like that where they're built flush and then there's a box that extends outward. So Rosh Hashanah said that's improper. It should be that the box, the container of the Torah, is inside the shul itself, because the shul is meant to contain the Aron and the Torah inside of the walls of it as well. Another comparison, He says the Beis HaMikdash was square, and so too the sanctuary of Shul should also be squared and not any other shape. It shouldn't be round or a pentagon or anything like that. It should have a square structure to mimic that shape of the Beis HaMikdash. And then finally, he quotes the Imre Yosher and Chelek Beis, that just like you cannot change the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, one should not be mechadesh new things in the structure of a shul. The way shuls have been built forever is the way that shuls should continue to be built, not with other things attached or going on into them. You should maintain the structure of shuls that have been built in the past. Rav Shechter then goes on to point the importance of tznius in a shul as well. The Gemara in Yuma says that Kimchas merited to have sons who are kohanim gedolim because she was very tzanua. Tznius leads to hashras hashchina, Hashem resting his presence, and we want the presence of Hashem to rest on our shuls. And when people come to shul and they are not dressed in the tzanua manner, so that removes hashras hashchina, Hashem's presence to rest there as well. One has to be very careful as well. Just to end, the Drashos Chacham Sofer writes that in the great mercy of Hashem, He left us a mikdash ma'at in the Beis HaKnesses. And if we treat the Beis HaKnesses properly, then it can have the status of Eretz Yisrael, and it can raise us up to great heights. And if we don't, Rachman al-Tzlan, it could lead us to great depths. Okay.